think the first thing to realize is this is very high speed stroke photography. So where it looks like that bubble's continuous, you're seeing that bubble being generated with each pulse of the laser, and then it collapses and goes away. But I think this is a great video showing the mechanical ablation characteristics. You do see some of the material kind of being moved around the bubble during the ablation process.
So the other thing you'll see here is the density or the hardness of the tissue plays an effect, and it's hard to show on this video in this sense because we don't have two different material types. But the harder the material, the less your tissue is expanding and creating a larger vapor bubble, if you will. And it can actually change the shape of that vapor bubble to more of a narrower cone-type vapor bubble rather than being more of a mushroom cloud that kind of surrounds the edge of the tip. And all that is really in regards to, one, the softness of the tissue or the lesion morphology, as well as the advancement rate. The faster you push that through, you're trying to push that vapor bubble as it occurs back and around the tip of it. So those are the two things to kind of keep in mind when you're watching this video as well.
But this kind of goes back. See how compressed it is right now? You would assume by making another pass, your vapor bubble is going to be able to maintain its shape more, get more of that effect of that cavitation effect, that speed of sound, explosive technique as well. So once again, going back to why multiple passes could be important. Every time you go, you're allowing that vapor bubble to expand more, and certainly if we go up on our fluence, even get bigger, and even provide more lesion modification than just one pass.